of the often debated questions in AWS is whether AWS account IDs are considered sensitive information or not. And that question has been oddly difficult to answer definitively. AWS is extremely clear that you should not share passwords or other credentials to your account with other people. They've also been clear that things like EC2 instance IDs, S3 bucket names, and other resource identifiers aren't particularly sensitive either and can be shared. And we know this because they don't ever redact that information in their own examples. But what about account IDs? The late and missed Spencer Geetson of Rhino Security Labs had a terrific post that explained that there is some sensitivity to AWS account IDs. His position was, while divulging the ID does not directly expose an account to compromise, an attacker can leverage this information in other attacks. Scott Piper has been keeping an updated list of vendor account IDs over on GitHub that the vendors themselves have disclosed in public so that customers can establish account trust relationships with them. AWS VP and distinguished engineer slash basically AWS Darth Vader, Eric Brandwine, has commented on Twitter that they aren't sensitive information, but frustratingly enough, AWS employees saying things on Twitter isn't exactly a source that's going to work as far as being both official and definitive. Seriously, can you imagine for a second representing something to your leadership team and citing a tweet as your original source? That's only a half step better than citing a dream that I had last night. Perhaps some of the most unclear messaging has come from AWS itself. Documentation mentions AWS account IDs in the same section as security credentials, which suggests they're of the same sensitivity. While it doesn't actually assert that the account ID should be treated with that same level of secrecy, it doesn't exactly challenge that assumption either. Ambiguity is terrible. Further confusing everyone, AWS blog posts usually feature screenshots of the AWS console because ClickOps. There's been a trend over the years of having the account IDs blurred out in those screenshots whenever they're visible. Maybe that's to reduce confusion when customers attempt to retype their account ID into their own environment, or maybe it's to obscure however the hell their internal AWS accounts are presented differently, or maybe it's just author preference. The worst part is that this isn't done consistently. So we're left in a state where everything is confused as all hell. I don't particularly care whether or not the account IDs are sensitive, personally. If they are, great. If not, super. Just answer the question authoritatively so I can avoid the mental overhead of wondering whether I need to redact a screenshot or hide account IDs within encrypted secret stores. It occurred to me that this is something that only AWS themselves could authoritatively settle for us. I decided to do the obvious, but only in retrospect, approach of slicing the Gordian knot by just bypassing all the questioning of third-party sources and instead going directly to AWS themselves for an answer. Now, credit where due. They did not laugh me out of the room, stonewall me, or express skepticism around the request. In fact, they were kind enough to indulge me. So let's settle this debate once and for all. And to do that, I will quote AWS's Director of Worldwide Analyst Relations and Market Insight, Stephen Armstrong. Account IDs are not considered sensitive. Based on your feedback, we've started updating our documentation to make this more clear. So there you have it. AWS account IDs are not considered sensitive, and you need not worry about sharing them via screenshot, code snippet, ill-considered tweet, or any other medium that you'd like. My thanks to AWS in general and Stephen specifically for helping me put this long-standing question to bed so declaratively. One last point that I want to call out as well is that they'd better damn well not be confidential. See, CloudWatch RUM, or Real User Monitoring, is a hilariously expensive because it's mispriced service that tracks real user sessions. But instead of sending that data somewhere good and useful, it sends it to CloudWatch instead. Cool. Anyway, the way that you instrument your website for this requires, among other things, that you embed an ARN, or Amazon Resource Name, into the web page that people's browsers are loading. That ARN includes your account ID. Therefore, if someone over at Amazon wants to argue with me about this point any further, please do consider first that by your own admission, you have an absolutely massive security issue to attend to. And just for the record, my AWS account ID is 0241962251377.